Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And don't forget, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739, and I look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be... And here it is. Here's today's episode, starting with our new musical section on Saturdays. Today's episode is going to be Country Style USA. We do have some previous episodes, so if you haven't heard this series, definitely check it out. Country Style USA was one of those shows, because back in the day, they didn't have music on the radio. There was special restrictions that, you know, they just don't want you playing records over and over and over again. Which is funny, because that's kind of what they do now. But we'll get into it. So they wanted live programming. They wanted it to be something, I don't know, necessarily memorable, or, you know, something with some originality into it. It's one of the reasons why you get now transcribed and things like that. So let you know, hey, this was actually put, some work was put into it. So Country Style USA was actually one of those shows that... was put on by Armed Forces Radio, and specifically for the Army. So you'll actually get a lot of those Army commercials in between each set. Most shows, actually almost every show, has three main songs by the whoever the singer is, and then it'll have one kind of rockin' song that's kind of cool. Today's episode, for example, we are featuring a legendary singer, Farron Young, and he sang some pretty cool songs, but his last one's a square dance. So it's kind of interesting to hear that. And, you know, the series is only 15 minutes long. I do have a couple that were done for the Navy and things like that. We're going to start off with the Army, because we've already continued it from previous episodes. Now, if you haven't listened to an episode before, I actually release the normal podcast at 64K, which is kind of radio quality. What I'm going to start doing, or what I have been doing in the past, is you can download each song individually at 128K, so a higher CD quality. I've used to set the prices, so on a couple of the older series, it set it to 89 cents. But I decided that, since I'm actually bringing this special for you guys, you can download each song individually for 50 cents each. It's a good way to help the site promote itself and... hopefully people will do it. I'm not breaking any copyrights because I'm taking the exact clip that you guys hear today, just I have it at a higher quality. I also have a box set, I guess you could say, from that each episode. And example, we have four songs today. Each one's about 2 minutes, 3 minutes long. And you can get, if you buy all three with a special link, you'll actually get the last song for free. So if there's four songs at 50 cents, instead of being at $2, it's $1.50. That's my way of trying to say, hey, if you get all of them, you like them, great. You can buy each one individually if you didn't want a certain one. Some of these songs, and especially country, have a lot of musical relation to religion, especially Christianity. So you'll hear a lot of that overtone. One of the songs, example today, is Where Could I Go But to the Lord. And it's not, you know, your standard religion, but it is kind of nice to hear. So let's get into today's episode. With these, we don't know the exact date that they came out with. We do know that this came out sometime in 1950. And obviously, that's a 12-month span. So sometime in 1950, this came out. Again, the lead singer or artist, as it were, is Farron Young, F-A-R-O-N. Young. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you guys enjoy this series. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call and leave me a voicemail. Let me know what you guys think of this and if you want to keep hearing it. I really need the feedback. If I get enough people saying, hey, I don't like it, then I will not do this series. So definitely send me an email. Let me know. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
It's time for Country Style USA. Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer, pull off your coat, go in a corner, don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Hi there, everybody, and this is Richard Hayes saying welcome to Country Style USA, presented transcribed by your United States Army in cooperation with this radio station. Country Style USA features the best in country and folk music, and of course the biggest stars are always on hand to provide our music. And our special guest this week, the young sheriff, Baron Young. And here to tell you all about our show is our special guest, the young sheriff in person, Mr. Baron Young. I see all the country deputies feel real fine neighbors, and thank you a whole lot over there too, Richard, for the nice introduction, and hello to all you fine folks out in radio land. This is yours truly, Farron Young, back with you again on Country Style USA, and by golly, we got a great big time in store for all you neighbors too, so turn that radio up, sit back, and get ready for some country music. We're going to start the show off with a little ditty, a tune we've got out on the Capitol label called Go Back, You Fool. You're headed down a lonely road that someday you'll regret. Go back, you fool, while you can. Your darling's heart is breaking, but you haven't lost her yet. Go back, you fool, while you can. You hang around the honky-tonks, acting fancy-free. So blinded by those tavern lights that you can't see. You pass the door to heaven in search of paradise. Go back, you fool, take another fool's advice. Stood before so young and so misled. Go back, you fool, while you can. When I walked out and slammed the door, I wish someone had said, go back, you fool, while you can. I wouldn't want to tell you wrong. I hope that you can see. If you don't believe in what I say, just look at me. I passed the door to heaven in search of paradise. Go back, you fool. Take another fool's advice. Well, sir, thank you a whole lot there, fellas. And that's sort of getting our country style off to a real fast start with Go Back, You Fool. Yes, sirree. Well, fellas, I see we got a great big time in store for all the neighbors. And, of course, we've got a real important word about your United States Army for all you young men and ladies that are listed in, too. But first, I think we'll get into and do another little bit of a song here. What do you fellas say that we get over into a tune we put out not too long ago? And, well, up around Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, we've got an awful lot of requests for this. And we've sang it off of Grand Ole Opry a long time, so I think it'll be permissible with all the neighbors. We sing it on Country Style USA. It's a real pretty ballad entitled If That's the Fashion. Each day there's someone who pays for another's mistake. The guilty go free, but the heart of the innocent breaks. Brag that you cheat, or I'd never believe it was so. And if that's the fashion, then leave me to sorrow and go. God made us one. You took the same vow and shamed those who cheated for fun. Now you see no glamour in love that is faithful and true. And if that's the fashion, be gay, for life owes it to you. All right, so fellas, thank you a whole lot. You know, we've been getting a lot of nice cards and letters in here to Country Style USA since we started doing the show. And, well, a lot of the young fellas and the young girls around the country want to know more about the advantages of the United States Army, the Nurse Corps, and all the branches of service that are under the United States Army. So here's a real good friend of ours, Richard Hayes, to tell you all about it. How about it, Richard?
I sure will, Farron, and thank you very much. You know, today your rapidly expanding United States Army needs intelligent young men with ability and ambition. Men intelligent enough to recognize the vital need for a strong armed force. Men with ability enough to be trained in a necessary job. Men with ambition enough to secure the future for themselves and their loved ones. Well, now tell me, fellas, does this description fit you? Can you qualify? For full information on how you can fit in with the finest, you check with your nearest United States Army recruiting station. Remember, you team up with the Army. By golly, you team up with success. That right, Farron?
I'll have to go along with that 100% for all these youngsters that want to drop in. That's their... You get go down to the, your nearest United States Army recruiting service, and it don't cost you one penny, by golly. You go down there and get the advantage of learning all the advantages that you can obtain in the United States Army. Right now, we'd like to have a little time, a hymn time on our show. Some of the folks have written in and asked for this old-time hymn. It's a tune that I put out on the Capitol label, incidentally, under a hymn release, and it's one of my favorites, too. Mother used to sing me this tune back when I was just a little bitty fella, and it's always been one of my favorites. I'm happy that I got over in the music field and recording where I'd have the pleasure of recording this old-time hymn called Where Could I Go But to the Lord.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Long and sweet accord, but as I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yes, thank you, boys. Thank you a whole lot. You know, I always get a great big kick out of doing one of the old-time hymns, showing our appreciation to the great Maker above for the many wonderful things he sends our way every day. And I want to say thanks to Teddy and Doyle also for helping me out. I don't know what I'd do without you, Wilburn brother, sometimes. You're a mighty fine youngin'.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Yes, sir. I mean every word of it. You know, these fellas here, every time that we take the Farron Young Show out on the road, Teddy and Doyle are always along with us. So if any of you folks hear of us coming up around your part of the country with the Farron Young Show, you know that the two fine boys, Teddy and Doyle Wilburn, will be along with me, too. You know, I think it's about time we got our country-style USA square dancers out on the floor and got them to square dancing. Gordon Terry, get the old cornstalk fiddle under your chin. Let's have a little bit of fiddle music and square dance time.
Put up the left foot down, join your hand and slide around. Grab Ma, grab Pa, swing that gal from Arkansas. Couple of feet and nose it goes. Now back to your partner, go. Harmony, harmony, lemonade. Grab your partner and harmony. Richard, get you a partner, boy, and keep dancing now. I got a gal that's long and tall, sleeps in the kitchen or feeding the hall. Harmony. Gather up four now. First couple out to the center of the ring. All join hands and swing. Chicken in the bread, then take it out the door. Rosin up your fiddle, and here it goes. Let's go home, everybody. Go home. Hey, that's a
hey.
Well, that's real, real fine. And Richard Hayes over there, too, doing a real fine square dance. I didn't know Richard could do one of them square dances like that, but he sure is fine. Yes, sirree. Well, so we've certainly had a real great time this time on Country Style USA, and we hope you neighbors enjoyed it, too, because, well, we want you to drop us a card or letter. And if you want to hear a special tune, drop us a card or letter to the Recruiting Publicity Center. That's Country Style USA, Recruiting Publicity Center, Governor's Island, New York, New York, and we'll get it on one of our real near shows in the future. Yes, sirree. And until the next time, I want to say a big thanks to all the country deputies for being on hand here with us this time. And the whole Country Style USA square dance gang, too, we want to say a great big thanks for. And until the next time, this is yours truly, Farron Young, remind you we had a wonderful time. Goodbye. God bless each and every one of you.
Stay all night. Stay a little longer. Dance all night. Dance a little longer. Pull on your coat, coat and your coat. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Country Style USA is presented, transcribed each week by your United States Army's recruiting service in cooperation with this radio station. Our special guest this week was the young sheriff, Farron Young. This program was produced and directed by the Recruiting Publicity Center for the United States Army, and this is Richard Hayes speaking, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Country Style USA. And in the meantime, reminding you that this year, more than ever before, in the Army, you serve your country and yourself.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.